تفضل. From the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam protected the bound of Tawheed is by allowing such kind of things to be used in order to either get the protection or to be used as a purification. But these ruqa is an ruqya. These ruqa must adhere to the Quran and Sunnah, otherwise, the best of it, what comes from the Quran and Sunnah. Or something that does not include shirk. Yet, one can say any dua if it does not include shirk, meaning asking help from the Prophet or the Wali or the Jinn or anything else other than Allah. The ruling of this is it is permissible. The proof for that, as he said here, the Hadith of Imam Muslim in the Tirmidhi of Auf ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, qala kunna narqi fil jahiliyyah. We used to do the ruqya in the Jahiliyyah time. Jahiliyyah means before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there. So at that time, even before Islam, they used to do ruqya. As they do ruqya today everywhere in the world. But the ruqya must not contain shirk. Like seeking help from the jinn. And this is what most of the ruqya is about. Most of the ruqya since the time of Jahiliyyah until today, Most of it is about that. They seek help of perfection or help of purification from the jinn. And that is shirk. That is shirk. But if it is to be seek from Allah Ta'ala, even if the wording is different from one to another, that is no problem. The important thing is to be from Allah Ta'ala, not from any others. As Awd ibn Malik said, we used to do ruqyah in the Jahiliyyah time. Then we, when Allah Ta'ala sent the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, we came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and asked him about it. We used to do ruqyah, so what we do now? He said, show me your ruqyah. Show me your ruqyah, what you say, what you do. As there is no harm in the ruqyah if it does not include shirk. If it does not include shirk. And in the other hadith of Anas ibn Malik, now Awd ibn Malik and Anas ibn Malik has nothing, no relation. Now maybe one say that these are two brothers. No. Awd ibn Malik is one Sahabi, is Ash-Ja'i. Anas ibn Malik is Ansari, is a different man. He's a different man. So Anas ibn Malik was saying that Rasulullah permitted ruqya. He permitted ruqya from three things. In this hadith, three things. But in other hadith, many other things he allows ruqya for. Here in this hadith, ayn. Ayn means the evil eye. The image. So if you are suffer of evil eye, you can do ruqya, no problem. Ruqya for purification. And you can do a protection as well before you are suffering of this ayn. And you can protect yourself with some adhiya, some du'a. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us and taught us as in the hadith that the remembrance, say the remembrance of morning and evening, this includes the protection from ayn. Protection from ayn. When huma is the poses doubt and sin. So if you are bound by any poison animal or stinging poison animal, then you do ruqya. No problem. It can work. When namla is the ant. But it is generally any ant, but there are some ants which are poison. So the ruqya from these three things is a case permissible as in the clear hadith of Sahih Muslim. But it does not mean only these three, as we said. But these, something that the Prophet mentioned for certain purpose. Maybe it was ant, maybe it was common at the time. But he also allows from other eyes in the hadith of Awd ibn Malik. And on the authority of Jabir رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من استطاع أن ينفع أخاه فليفعل. من استطاع أن ينفع أخاه. Whoever can benefit his brother, let him too benefit him. His benefit is general. Anything you can help or benefit your brother with, you do. Anything. And from these things is the ruqya for him. Now this hadith does not contradict the other hadith of the 70,000 who are going to be enter the Jannah without any questioning. Those are people who do not ask for ruqya. Reputation. But no problem if someone come and make them look at all of them asking for it. So if you don't ask for ruqya, you are not exempted from 70,000, even if the ruqya is done for you. And if you are corrupted, it does not mean you are sinning. It only means that you lost this chance, that's it. But it does not mean you are in sin, as something free. So if you know someone who is ill with whatsoever illness, you go and do ruqya for him. You go and do ruqya. As he used to do, as Aisha radiallahu anha said, that when one of us used to be sick, Rasulullah sallam comes to him and wipe over him by his hand, right hand and say, أذهب الباس رب الناس. أذهب الباس رب الناس. Remove the harm, O Lord of humans. Wish to enter shab and cure, you are the only one who cures. لا شفاء إلا شفاءك. There is no cure but yours. شفاء لا يغادر سقما. Curing that never leaves any illness. That never leaves any illness. And this is regarding the Bukhari and Muslim. So if you visit someone who is ill, whatsoever the illness is, you say this dua. And this shows that this shows the mistake of those who made some special and certain dua. That is bid'ah. That although it does not include yani shirk, but it is bid'ah. As I read a paper and been circulated saying, if you are with it, you put your hand on your right, on your head, and you repeat Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahim for 1,000 times. If you have on your neck, you say Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman. That's all bid'ah, that's all wrong. As well as this, the business of cover, that they say it controls the electric in the body. That's what they say. I was talking to someone just last week, and he was trying to convince me that it's okay because it is proof that it controls the power, the electric in the body. So, okay, this is the first time I'm a technician. First time I know that cover controls power. And they say that it removes rheumatism. So I take a lot of time. No need for any doctors. No need for any doctors. And this is something that is not new. It used to be before, and it used to be done before Rasulullah sallam and during his time, and he rejected it when he saw it. He rejected it. And he said to the man, remove it as it does not benefit you, but it makes you worse. So it's yani this is not one way of curing. Naam, this is hadith sahih, but this is for the one who is sick himself. The hadith Rasulullah sallam said, if one of you is sick, then let him to put his right hand on the place where it suffers, and then say, Allahumma inna a'udhu bi 'izzati Allah wa qudrati min sharri ma ajidu wa qad. That is, it is authentic and it is permissible. And it is permissible. There are many other du'a for the one who gives the ruqya and for the one who restricts himself. Now, as in the other hadith, the Prophet said, the one who is sick, you come and put your finger on his son and then put it on him and say, بتربة أرضنا وريق حدنا وتربة بعضنا يشفى سقيمنا. And this is authentic by the saliva of one of us and the soil of the land of us or our land, the illness of our brother is cured. And this is from the Sunnah. This is from the Sunnah hadith. And the hadith is authentic. Now, I don't mean here to mention just a hadith, it's only example to show. There are many hadith. And I advise you to read the book of Dr. Muhammad Saeed Wahab, or Dr. Saeed bin Wahab al-Ahbani, Al-Ilad wal-Ruqa al-Kitab al-Sunnah. Al-Kitab al-Sunnah. A small book is the same author of Asma al-Muslim. It's the same size of Asma al-Muslim, but green. Green color. No.
والجواب من أصحابنا شروط ثلاثة. الأول أن لا يعتقد أننا تنسأ بذاتنا بالمقطع، فإن اعتقد أنها تنسأ بذاتها من دون الله فهو محرم، بل هو شرك، بل يعتقد أننا سبب لا تنسأ بالله بإذن الله. الثاني أن لا تكون بما يخالف الشرع كما إذا كانت من طرفكم طرف منة دعاء غير الله، دعاء غير الله، أو استغاثة أو استغاثة بالجن وما أشبه ذلك، فإنها محرمة بل شرك. الثالث أن تكون مفهومة معلومة، فإن كانت من جنس القضاء والشعوذة فإنها لا تجوز. وقد سئل الإمام مالك رحمه الله: أيبقي الرجل ويسترقي؟ فقال: لا بأس بذلك بالكلام
الطيب. نعم، this ruqa has conditions. This ruqa to be permissible must have these conditions. The first is that it does not benefit the one who seeks the ruqya, or the one who recites the ruqya must believe that the ruqya does not benefit itself, except with the permission of Allah. As if he believes that it benefits by itself, then this is shirk. We must believe that there will benefit with the permission of Allah. And the second is that it must not contain anything, must not have anything which opposes the Sharia of Allah, the law of Allah, as calling unto other than Allah, calling other than Allah, supplicating other than Allah, or seeking help or protection or refuge with the jinn, or whatever is similar to that. All this is haram. Example, you see someone saying, for example, in the name of Allah, with the permission of the wali, so and so. This is haram. This is not ruqya. It does not cure. This is haram. And some others just put the ruqya, what do you call it, the talisman? Yeah, talisman on his hand or neck or like that, and thinks that it can, by itself it can protect or cure. All this is not correct, and this is shirk. And you see this so huge. You see, for example, when a newborn baby, when a baby is newly born, they hang a Quran, small Quran, on his chest, on his neck. And they say, this can protect him. This cannot protect. This cannot protect. Yes, with the permission of Allah, it can protect, but it is not from the Sunnah, as the Sahaba or even the Prophet ﷺ had children born for him, as Ibrahim, but he never been down. عن إنسان إذا الحسن والحسين حسن شوين كلام الشيخ من يعني it's an indication of illness. And he didn't say it might be from ayah. He did not tell them to put anything other than the rukna that he told them. And he used to put his hand on the forehead of the child and say, أُعِذُكَ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ الثَّامِرِ وَكُلِّ شَيْطَانِ الْمُعَامَرِ وَكُلِّ عَيْنِ الْعَامَرِ. So, by that you can protect the children, not by handling anything. And from the conditions that it must be with statements that is understood. But if the wording or the statements are not understood, then it is kind of magic. Then it is kind of magic. You hear something you don't understand. And sometimes you hear them say, Yaqur, Yaqur, like that. It's not understandable word. So you know that this is magic. It's not ruqya. This is seeking the help of the jinn. Which is haram. He ended up this session by saying that Su'il Imam Malik rahimahullah. Imam Malik was asked about the ruqya itself, the permissible ruqya. Can the person seek it? Can anyone just come and do it for him without him asking for it? Imam Malik said, yes, everything with a good speech. Meaning, something that helps the Quran and Sunnah. But the important here is that Imam Malik is permitting even one seeking for ruqya. And this is the, this is why we say seeking for ruqya, although it prevents you to be from the 70,000, but it's not a sin, it's not haram. And some people think that it is haram to go and seek for ruqya, but the 70,000 people, the condition for one to be from them is not only ruqya. لا يستقون ولا يستوون ولا يتطيرون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. Four things, not only one. They all must be in one person, which is very difficult to obtain by one. So you must not seek for ruqya. Second, you must not you must not brand. Maybe branding in the West is a little bit strange today. It used to be even in the West, one way of education.
Culturalization.
Is it still in practice there?
Well,
here they still use it. It's not haram, but one who does it is exempted from the 70,000. And the third is قُلْنَ لَا يَسْتَقُونَ. They must not be what you call that altruistic. And they always trust the Lord. If one can be very well in the first three, this fourth is very difficult to obtain it because it needs great iman. So if your iman is weak, believe me, you can see it day and night that you are not really trusting your Lord the way it should be. You are not trusting your Lord the way it should be. And if you can't do so great, just look to the people including yourself, for a number of days, and you will see that in some issues, you forget about trust. You forget about trusting Allah and depending on Him. So, the meaning of the saying of Imam Malik is, it is permissible, it is not at the start. Forbidden? Forbidden. Forbidden, tayyib? Ana aydan. But anyway, this is the meaning of it in Arabic, and we explained it by the way we translated, because translation sometimes not that good, because we may say something, it means something else in the other language. Yeah, projection could be, yes. And inshallah ta'ala we'll continue. Miss Friday, Allahu A'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. طيب نتوقف انا there are questions okay otherwise I'm feeling a little bit tired today but inshallah if there are questions you can take نعم جزاك الله خير what are the conditions for the person who can do the رؤية يعني the راقي the conditions is that he must be Muslim he must be pious And if he is doing ruqya for others, he must be knowledgeable of the ruqya. He must be someone who has knowledge. But when the person does it for himself, anybody can do ruqya for himself, no problem. Anybody can do. The important thing of it is the iman. As Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said, the Quran to the Raqi is like the sword to the fighter. And the sword, if the good sword is given to a very coward fighter, he's not going to benefit. He's not going to benefit because he's going to be scared, although he's carrying a very strong and big and good sword. But when the sword is given to brave fighter, he will use it in a good way to kill as much enemies as he can. Same thing with the Quran. If the Quran is used in a ruqya with someone who has a good belief, strong belief, strong iman, it will work immediately. To work immediately. And they say, Wallahu A'lam, if it is true or false, I did not really check it. But they say that Imam came to Imam Ahmad saying that his friend or relative is possessed by jinn. So Imam Ahmad gave him his shoes and told him to go there and say to the jinn to go out of his way. And the jinn has gone out. Allahu a'lam if it is sahih or not. No, it's not like in the medicine science, one is a specialist in eye, one is a specialist in ear, one is a specialist. No. Ruqya, as we say, any type of ruqya can work. And the one who recites the ruqya is a good believer. Good believer. He has a good belief. He doesn't have kinds of shirk, kinds of bid'ah. So these are the reasons. What is ruqya? Ruqya is to ask Allah Ta'ala to cure this person. That is the ruqya. Whether by reciting the Quran or by supplicating. This is the ruqya. You either recite the Quran or you make dua. Right? So, if you recite Quran or supplicate, for this to affect, to work, to be accepted by Allah, must be from someone whom Allah Ta'ala likes. And this person, yeah, it is different from one to another. But he must be a believer who is avoiding shirk, avoiding bid'ah. Now, if he avoids shirk and avoids bid'ah, it does not mean that his belief is like Abu Bakr. So, besides leaving the bid'ah and shirk, he still needs to be, and it, the effect is different based on the belief of this Rabbi. If he is someone who is very close to Allah, very close to Allah, his ruqya is going to be like that. As Allah, as the Prophet ﷺ said, رَبَّ أَشْعَثْ أَغْبَرَ لِقِمْرَيْنْ مَدْفُوعًا بِالْأَبْوَابِ لَأَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَهُ. There might be a man who's uncombed hair, dusty and poor. If he swears, yani, if he swears that Allah Ta'ala does something, Allah will do immediately. Why? Because this man has a lot of yani, good things to do between him and Allah. So Allah accepts his dua like that. So it depends. It depends. But the principle of ruqya is no shirk, no bid'ah. As the person who is practicing or who is doing the ruqya does not commit shirk, does not commit bid'ah, then his ruqya inshallah would be accepted. Maybe sooner or later. And maybe he needs to do it one sitting, two sitting, three sitting, it depends on it. And how strong his iman is. When you bring a strong believer, it will go like that, it will work. If Allah permits it. Exactly like medicine doctors. They all might have graduated from the same college, but one of them is more knowledgeable or more expert than the other. Right? So it is the same thing. However, this is more important because it relates to the iman. It relates to the iman. But as you said, the simple mu'min, the simple believer, he still can affect on the jinn, affect on the praises, affect on the ayin. But how strong the effect, how fast the effect going to be, this depends on how close he is to Allah. Allah. No.
Would that be some criteria for the person when the person is making a ruqya, the person is lacking a certain message or something? Because this is a different issue. Because you've got to have some sort of ability. Sometimes people they use life as if they will have to be someone in order to express something.
Is this a question?
Ziyada.
Right. We know when we talk about the ziyada. As we said, that there is no criteria other than what we said, unless if people think that we have some people who are specialists in Sara' and some others who are specialists in removing the magic of love, the magic. No, there is nothing like that. One Raqi can do all these things. The Raqi can do all these things. But how successful he is going to be, this depends on how close to Allah he is. And he might use the same material of any other Raqi from the Quran and Sunnah, but he will affect very fast. The effect of his comes very fast. While the other, we see it, and some people say, alhamdulillah, there is some changes, but it's not that big. So this is because the Raqi's relation with Allah is not very strong. he needs now to exercise more good deeds, like more optional prayers, more sadaqah, more Quran, more fasting, more dhikr, like that, more seeking knowledge. And the best who can do the ruqya are the ulama, because they are the closest to Allah, closer ones to Allah. Nah. Sahih. A medicine is exactly like ruqya. You must not and believe that certainly if I get the Panadol, it will take away the headache. No, it's not correct. If Allah permits. And by practicing you can see it. Sometimes you take the medicine but you are not cured, because Allah did not permit it. But as you said, that you have to believe that nothing, even the food, cannot benefit except if Allah Ta'ala permits it to benefit. This must be very well known. Zamzam, honey, whatsoever. We must believe that if Allah Ta'ala permits it, it will work. If Allah doesn't permit it, it will not work. Allah Ta'ala. So, I just received today a text message saying that Sheikh Yusuf al-Dakhil has passed away this morning. Rahimahullah. And they have done already the janaza prayer in Masjid al-Nabawi this Jum'ah. So whoever knows Sheikh Yusuf al-Dakhil, he was in the hospital, so we just now conveying this message not to go to the hospital. He's already passed away, rahimahullah, this morning, rahimahullah ta'ala. والله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.